Lord, I thank you for the ones that you gave me tonight. Thank you that everything that we say will be heard and all identities will be revealed. Lord, I know you always hear me when I pray. So I thank you ahead of time for touching us and changing us and making us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Father's will has never changed. For some particular reason, we've searched all over the place and we've tried all these different things and prayed all these different prayers. But the thing that remains consistent is Him and His will. It's never changed. He hadn't changed it since the beginning. And so really quickly, without having to go to Genesis right now, we know in the beginning He said, let us make man in our image. It's important that He said, let us make man in our image. He didn't say, let me make him. He said, let us make him. He's talking about teamwork. Everybody say teamwork.
Teamwork.
Everybody say together.
Together.
I'm going to say it again. Say together.
Together.
One more time, say together.
Together.
So right now, at the very beginning of your creation, there was togetherness. So you came from a togetherness, not a singleness, not an individual effort, but a togetherness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image. And it says, in our likeness, not my image, not my likeness, in our image, in our likeness. There's a lot right there if you just stay there for a minute. But the moment that you were created, just in that statement right there, it shows your DNA. First of all, it starts off with teamwork. You see it? It starts off with togetherness, right? But in here, we see an image and a likeness. So His will hasn't changed. You're still in His image, and you're still just like Him. I don't care what Adam and Eve did on the tree. A lot of times we read Adam and Eve on the tree as a historical lesson, but it's really showing you your everyday choosing. There's a daily choice that you make to be somebody, and sometimes we choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil over the tree of life. We've chosen to try to make our own decisions and make up our own minds and become God without God. Remember now, I don't want to go that deep into that, but remember the serpent said, oh, surely you're not going to die. He knows that you're going to be just like him. He ain't saying nothing about them. He knows you're going to be just like him. You will be like God, knowing all these things. But what's the point of knowing if you don't know what to do with it? What's the point of, watch this, and I'll be clear about this, because we learn a lot of scriptures, and Jesus says, search scriptures, and when you think you have life, they testify of me, go to identity again. They say the letter itself kill it. Like, we learn a lot of scriptures, we know a lot of messages, a lot of subject lines, but what's the point of knowing a bunch of stuff if you don't know you? You can't even activate what you know if you don't know who you really are. Are y'all understanding me? So now God's will, say this, say God's will has not changed. Say it again, God's will has not changed. Say it again, God's will has not changed. Now say this, say I'm the will of God. So now His thoughts about you have not changed since the beginning. Regardless of what you do, He still thinks the same way of you. There's not a mistake that you can make that'll make Him change His mind about His creation. So God's will has never changed. It's always been the same. It's always been consistent. It's always been this one thing that He's planned for you to be like Him. To be like the Father. Say, I am.
I am.
Come on, say it louder. Say, I am.
I am.
That's enough. I said enough identity right there. We really don't have to say anything else, but I'm going to go ahead and add it on to, because our feeble mind sometimes can't pick up that I am is enough.
Right.
Say it. Say, I am is enough.
I am.
What does it say? I am
like the Father.
Now we need to add like the Father, because our minds can't reach that I am is enough. But I am is enough. Say I am.
I am.
Come on, say it again. Say I am.
I am.
Come on, say it again. I am.
I am.
I am is enough.
I am.
Remember when He sent Moses to go with freedom children? He ain't say nothing about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidikanu, all the names we got. He ain't say none of them names. He said, tell him I am that I am sent you. He's trying to make it a point. So He has not changed His mind about who you are and who we are. Say we are.
We are.
Come on, say it again. Say we are.
We are.
Say it again. Say we are.
We are.
Love is the greatest.
Amen.
Say it.
Love is the greatest.
Come on, say it again.
Love is the greatest.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 is your favorite chapter, love chapter. Go ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I don't have to read all the way through it. You can read it and talk about all the stuff we can do, but we have not charity. Charity is translated as love. We don't know what charity is now in 2018. We think charitable donations and charitable giving is love, and it's not the same thing. A handout and love ain't the same thing. Amen. Can I get an amen? A handout and me really loving ain't the same thing. I'm going to show you what it looked like to love in a minute. And it ain't going to feel too good because we ain't been trained about this. But a handout, charitable donations. We're doing charity work. That's for you. You have to pat yourself on the back to make you feel like you ain't living some other kind of way. Well, God done blessed me, so I need to do something for somebody else. Give your life for them. Hush. Verse 13, I don't have to read all the rest of the chapter. You read it on your own. Verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity or love. These three, all of them abide, all of them are alive, all of them are living. Watch this. But the what? Greatest. What the greatest? It says the greatest, right? That means that's the I looked up the word greatest today. It means the eldest. It's the first one. It was the one that was here first, the big brother. Wow. It was the one that existed first. It's the grandest one. It's the biggest one. It's the number one one. It's the primary one. The greatest of these is charity. So I like your faith. And I'm glad you got hope. Hope. I look right at you when I say hope. I'm glad you got hope. But the greatest of these is what?
Love.
And if I don't have love, it keeps saying this over in this chapter, if I have not love, then all the things that I do don't sound like nothing. All the great works that I try to get going and all the pats on the backs that I get, it ain't did nothing because I have not. And remember now, love is not a thing or it's not an action, it's an identity. Come on, say love is an identity. Come on, say it again, say love is an identity. Come on, say it again, say love is an identity. Let me solidify that. 1 John, before we go a little further, 1 John chapter 4. And let's see, and we're going to come back and read this verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 is one of our favorite because we quote this over and over again, but I don't know if we know what it means. Ye are of God. We don't need to stop. No matter, we don't have to say nothing else. Ye are of God. I am of God. I come from God. I don't come from nobody else or nowhere else. I am of God. I ain't of nothing else. I am not of a lie. I am not of a decision. I am not of a mistake. I am of God. Say it. But I'll finish reading because this is what we have to finish reading for the sake of our minds. Ye are of God. That's enough. We can stop right there. If you got that you are of God, everything would change. Listen to me. There's a lot of words. We've had to put so many words. The Holy Spirit has had to put so many words in the Bible because our feeble minds won't get off ourselves enough to see him.
Yes.
If you stop enough to see him, all the other things will become easy. Mm-hmm. We don't slow down enough. Mm-hmm. Ye are of God. That's amazing. That's an amazing statement, that you are of, you came out of God. Little children. And have overcome them, whoever them is. Because, is that great word again, huh? Is that great word again, huh? And what does it say? Come on, it's your favorite boy. Go ahead, read it. Oh, wait, where's that? No, not in you. No, it got to be lying. That ain't what it say up there. It don't say that the greater is he that's in you. It don't say that you are of God and then greater than whatever else is in you. You say, well, I made some mistakes. I don't care. Greater is he that is in. Well, I don't know all them scriptures. I don't care. Greater is he that is in. Listen, greater is he that was in you before the scripture was made. Come on, people. Come on. So you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You have overcome. Stop praying to overcome. Your prayers, you've been praying wrong. We've been, prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Come on, say it again, prayer.
Prayer.
And you thought you knew what prayer meant. Come on, give me a definition. Prayer, communicating with God, making a request. Right? Those are good ones. Huh? They sound good. Yeah. The real Hebrew meaning of prayer, it means an introspective. Watch this. Introspective means you're looking on the inside of yourself or you checking yourself for a minute. Hold on, because I used to have trouble. And don't y'all lie to me up in here. I used to have trouble with pray without ceasing.
Come on, some of y'all say y'all still got trouble with praying without. It says you're supposed to pray without ceasing. How am I supposed to pray without stopping? I got to go to work. I got to talk to these people. I got to deal with these people. I got to go to sleep. How do I pray without, well, see, the Bible talks about praying, but you pray amiss. Prayer is an introspective. Hebrew, this is the original way it's written. It's an introspective of yourself in comparison to your Father and finding out where you're missing it at and where you don't look like him at. It's an introspective and it's a consistent. Watch this. Listen to what prayer is. Listen, and I'm not taking nothing away from whatever else you do. But listen, it's the root of it. It's a consistent consideration of my identity with the Father. That means I never stop considering my ways. I never stop checking myself and I never get the Father off my mind. Prayer. So we've been sending up these random pen pal notes to the Father. And we've been saying all these things that we want to happen, and we've been trying to protect ourselves, and we've been trying to overcome, and you have overcome already. Like, please understand what I'm about to say right now in this moment, whether you feel spiritual or not, whether you feel deep or not, whether you feel holy enough or not, right now in this moment, you have overcome. You are already everything that the Father needs from you right now, but you just don't know it. You don't get a lot of amens on this because we've learned work. We got work off that tree. The first thing he told man was you're going to work by the sweat of your brow. Right after you ate on the tree, think that you're going to work hard. Only because of your mind. I didn't change mine. You changed yours. Because greater is he that is in you. Where yet? Say in me. Come on, say it loud. Say in me. Say it loud like you mean it.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Hold on now. Hold on before you say yes. Because belief demands change. Belief demands a different way to step. Belief demands some different words out of you. It expects something different. Believe that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He is in the system. He that is in something else other than the Father. It's our favorite one. But I really want to jump to verse 8. Because remember, love is not a thing. It's not a verb. It's not an action. It's not a feeling. All those things you can feel. And you function from it, right? I'm not taking that away from you because I know you feel love. You want to feel the love. I understand. But love is much more than a feeling. Romance, it's much more than romance. Romance, the word romantic love, there's no such thing as romantic love. Romance came from the Romans. They made some little feelings, and then that's where we get all the movies and the songs from, and we miss the power. I know that hurts. I know. That's why I got quiet. I know. But it's true. Romance. The Romans gave y'all that. You shall know the truth. Verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not. So you can't tell me you know God if you ain't fully in love. You can't tell me you know God if you ain't really knowing that you are love. Come on, say, I am love.
I am love.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am love.
I am love.
I know the Lord. You can't say that statement and be doing something different at the same time. Like it don't fit. It don't go together. You cannot, the way that you prove, and it's going to say it a little further in this chapter, but I'm not going to jump ahead. But the way that you're going to prove, the way Jesus said another time, the way that I know, you do something, you do it like I do it. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. So don't tell me about you trying to get to know the Lord, because the way he going to let you get to know him is trying to make you love somebody. Yeah. Oh, you thought, oh, y'all thought it was sitting down on the knees and reading the Bible. No, he's going to put somebody in front of you that's going to make you love him. And then you're going to get to know God. I learned God. Let me tell you how I learned God. You know how I learned God? I learned God with people. I learned God with people more than anything. I done been in a prayer room. We done it all. I done done it all. I've been out here a long time. I learned God the most with other people just like me. Yeah. When you got and then young people too. I love young people. I think I learned more and more about God by dealing with young people because sometimes you gotta work with them. Come on, you gotta work with you sometimes, young person. I mean, say go here, they go over there. Say stand over here, they stand over there. Say do this, they do over there. And I, you know, one day I got mad. I'm like, man, God doggy, that. Then I said, I wonder what God said. Man, God doggy, look at you. Every time I tell you to calm down, you stand up. And every time I tell you you got you still try to protect yourself. I wonder how God feels about doing that about all of us. Listen, this one row with just me on the row with y'all, this one row is enough. And the Father doing it, that's amazing. I want to be more like you. No, not God. So go on identity. Love is an identity, right? Say love is an identity. Come on, say love is a person. Come on, say love is an identity. For, write this, you see that right there, it says, for God is, are we plain, are we clear about that? Are we all seeing it on the screen at the same time so we know that we're not making anything up? For God is love. So if I don't know love, I cannot know God. For God
is love.
So love is a person, say it. Being, doing, and having. How many of y'all remember Apostle Priest that some years back? Yes, y'all ain't got no hands up. How many of y'all remember? Amen, I remember it. I remember because it hit me in my heart. And I never forgot it. That you got to be something before you do something and you have it. See, we're trying to be out here doing stuff. And you ain't being something. And you're trying to have things. But you still are not the thing. Are y'all understanding me? So now, doing and having comes after the being. Matter of fact, being makes the doing and the having automatic. But we've been out here trying to do and have and haven't been come. So I've been trying to love and I've been trying to show love, but I didn't realize that I am love. So it's been difficult. If you tell the truth in the church, amen, it'd be hard to love people sometimes, ain't it? Even the people that you're supposed to love, kinfolk, husbands, wives, children, the people that you're obligated to love, it'd be hard to love. Tell the truth in the church. Everybody say amen so nobody don't stand out. Everybody say amen. Say amen. Come on, say you right, man of God. Come on. Come on, say you right, sir. Come on, say you right. Everybody say you right. So nobody that's sitting next to you don't be like, don't be, why are you yelling so loud? It's been difficult. It's been difficult because you didn't know that was you. There's a lot in that statement, boy. It's been difficult because you didn't know that you are love, and you didn't know that they are love too. And it's been difficult because you've been separating yourself from them and thought y'all were different people. It's been hard because you've been looking at them over there and you right here and thinking y'all different. Ephesians 2, Paul starts talking. You got to go. No, don't turn it. I know you put your head down. Don't turn it down. He starts talking. He said, you better stop talking about all these people and saying all this stuff about who lost in the world. Because don't forget, not too long ago, you was lost in the world without a Lord. Now, he said not too long ago. And what he's trying to say is you can be a couple steps away if you don't know your identity. I got a question for you. How many of y'all good Christians in the house? Make some noise. You good Christians. All right, but how many of y'all ever walked in some? Y'all ain't want to clap that loud because y'all ain't know where I was going, huh? But how many of y'all are good Christians? You good saved, been saved for a long time, living right, doing the right thing. But how many ever had that day that you crossed that center line? Come on. Come on. Okay. Y'all say, well, nah, I didn't do that one. Okay, because you think about the big sins. Did you get mad? Y'all say it's cussing when you say it out your mouth, but I say if you said it in your head, you're cussed. That's Jesus. You know Jesus. Jesus said, yeah, Jesus. That's Jesus. Jesus said, you go to sleep with a woman, that's adultery, but I say if you think about her. Yeah. That is Jesus. That's Jesus. Jesus trying to one up you and tell you love is the only way. He started telling you things that are impossible for you to do in your own mind and by the law, because love is the only way for you to do it. And not just do it, but being love is the only way for it to happen for you. There is no way that you can love your neighbor if you don't realize that you are love. Actions can fade. That's why I talk about 1 Corinthians 13. You can speak with the tongues of angels, good action. But that can fade if there's no love. What it's trying to say? You can speak with the tongues of angels. You can sing with the tongues of angels. But if you don't realize that you are love, then that's going to be like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Because you trying to sing something that you don't know really. You're lying. Ooh. You're lying. You try to love and don't know you love, you're lying. Fraudulent identity. Identity fraud. God is love. Go over to Matthew chapter 22. I know these are a lot of our favorites, but I just need you to look at them a little different. I just want you to be thinking after this. I stopped expecting amens. I used to need those when I don't need them no more. You can do them, but I don't. Chapter 22, verse 35. And then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is, what did it say after that? The great commandment in the law. So the great one. Which one is the great one? Well, then I look up the word great. Is the biggest one, the best one, the first one, the eldest one. I mean, great really means elder. So it's the first one. So which one, and that's why I believe he said first. It is. Which one is the one? Great one. He said that you shall love the Lord your God with all. Everybody say all. Come on, say it again. Say all. Come on, say all. How much is all? How much is reserved for you? How much is reserved for your friend? How much is reserved for your wife, husband? How much is reserved for them? None ain't reserved for them, huh? Who get it all? Do he really get it all, though? How much is reserved? Sometimes your relationships ain't working because you're giving them the off-brand love. And you hadn't done this one, but you're trying to do the second one without the first one. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. How much is left? Come on, y'all. How much is left? There's nothing left. That means all my emotion, my will, my desires, my imaginations, my thinking, my thoughts, my decisions, all my decisions are wrapped up in the Father. My emotions. My feelings, my ideas, my imagination. We learn what the soul is, right? Yeah. We learn all that soul, right? We know what the soul is, right? All that. I got to put that on God. Yep. And where we get in trouble at is the part that we keep. Where we get in trouble with is the part that we think we got under control. You know, you don't have anything under control on your own. Can I be honest with you? Let's speed up. Now you can remember this for the rest of your life. By yourself, you ain't got nothing under control. Right. It'll never get there. I know you. Well, I'm almost close. You ever got real close to having something fixed or paying something off and all of a sudden something else show up? Yeah. Right? Are you just about to cross that line and then just slap your own back 20 feet, right? Because you're never going to have it under control on your own. Right. You can't do it. But all that's on him, right? Thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart. With all thy soul and with all thy minds, there's nothing left for anything else. Have we mastered that one? Hold on for a quick second. Come on, because we didn't jump to a lot of stuff. We made a lot of decisions in life. Can I get an amen, loud amen from everybody? All right, we done made a lot of decisions. We made some today. We still making them. We still thinking about making some tomorrow without this one. You say, well, Lord, how we do that? Well, calm down for a minute. Get off yourself and get on him. Love the Lord. Thou shall, you shall. One of shall is one of the strongest words. And thou shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Calm down. Get that one. What'd that look like? Have you ever slowed down and you, Tasha, you ever slowed down and like, what does that look like for me? For me, I know we got different jobs, different ethnicity, different backgrounds, different things we do on a daily basis, different things that we got going on in our life. We got different, we all different. Everybody different up here, right? Everybody different, right? But what does that look like for you? To love the Lord your God. He, who God is? Yours. He your God. Yeah. That's the same God you came from. That's the same one that created you in his image. That's the Father that loves you no matter what. That him right there. What does that look like for you? I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm not talking about making it to prayer. I'm not talking about any, all that's cool. That's for you. What does this look like? That's some meditation, huh? Huh? Come on, just say amen. It takes some meditation. Stop and see, what does that look like for me? Am I introspective prayer? Am I matching? Am I, watch this. Am I keeping the same energy? Verse 38, they said that G word again. This is the first and great commandment. It's the eldest. It's the primary one. It's the first one. It's the one that you should have got first. It's the one that if you ain't got it now, you need to go back and get that one. Because you're building upon a faulty foundation. Ouch. Everybody say ouch. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it. So the second one is just like the first one. It's just like the first one. The second one is just like the first one. Oh God, we got more to do. The second one is just like the first one, that thou shalt love thy neighbor. Everybody on the outside of you is your neighbor. Everybody on the outside of your house, your temple, is your neighbor. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. How? That's tough. That's tough. Now we think we'd be loving our neighbor, we'd be smiling at people. Good morning. You know how many fake smiles I be seeing? Hold on, excuse me, y'all forgive me. You know how many fake smiles I be giving? Oh no. I know how to give them with the best. Why do I talk to so many people in my life, Lord Jesus? I had a smile at people calling me. One lady, she's a big time preacher, called me and said, hey, she talked to me like she knew, but she knew, she didn't really know me because she called me Montel. Hey, Montel, how you doing? I said, hey, how you doing, miss? In my mind, I was like, this woman don't know me. You don't know me. Get your hands off of me right now. I'm talking about Montel. Rural, where the R at? Montreal. What does this look like? Now, Jesus talking, right? It's in red, right? Jesus talking, right? Huh? We hear too many other words, but Jesus talking. Is Jesus talking right here? All right, and then what does this look like? What does this look like for you? To love the Lord your God with everything. So just give it all up. It's all his. Forget what your plan is. It's all his. And then do the same thing for your neighbor. Woo! I was cool with that first one almost. I ain't master that, but then I got to do it with them too. I just want to make sure I was reading out the Bible because I ain't make it up. I didn't write this. And the second one is just like the first one. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as you love yourself. So you love other people's daughter like you love your own daughter. That's what that look like. Oh, that's what that look like. You don't go buy them all. It used to be the All American meal. Remember the All American meal? I know we ain't supposed to be talking about McDonald's right now, so y'all forgive me right now. But they don't do it no more. The All-American meal is a little cheaper. And a little dollar, you get a little cheeseburger, a little fry, whatever. But you get you a quarter pound or a Whopper or something. But I'm doing my No, get them what you got. Buy them the one, at Christmas time, buy them the one like you bought yourself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Now, if we don't get this one first, and I'm going to show you something, I'm about to say a word to you that's going to challenge you a bit. But if we don't get this one first, then all the other stuff won't work. If we don't master this, my love with the Father and the Father's love with me, if I don't master this one, then everything that I do will just be one of the greatest things, and I won't even say a fear, but one of the greatest things that I never want to happen for me in my life is for me to do all the right things and live this whole life and even live a long time or whatever and not be everything I'm supposed to be in every moment that I'm supposed to be in. Like, I don't want any more moments to pass by going through the motions. I don't want to get to the, and then look up and he was like, you did all right. You know, there's a scripture about that. You're like, here it go. Listen, he says, you know, you say, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. And we did all this. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. As a good Christian boy, that made me nervous. Because that means I can do all the right things and not be doing the right thing. I can go through all the motions that I was taught but not really be making any motion. He said, He said, because when I was naked, you didn't put no clothes on me. He said, when I was hungry, you ain't feed me. When I thirsty, you ain't give me nothing to drink. He said, well, Lord, when did we see you naked? He said, when you saw them, you saw me. Ooh, he's trying to say something to you. Did Jesus just say that the other person is just like him? Did the Father say that the other person is just like treating him? Do we have a problem doing this, but we're okay with doing this? I ain't make it up. I didn't make this up. This is the law of life. This is the will that he's had since the beginning. He's never changed his mind. Are you understanding me? Did he just tell me that if I don't, they not in the sky. Sometimes they don't even look glorious. But if I don't do here, then I didn't clothe him. And he's going to tell me, depart from me, I never knew you. But Lord, I made it to prayer. I had good, perfect attendance. A little later in the scripture, he says, I'm gonna break it down so we can know how to be this. Are y'all hearing me? Because this sounds tough on your own. Yeah. Later on in 1 John, we'll go back there in a minute if we have time, but he says, how you going to say you love God who you can't see and you don't love your brother who you can? A little bit before that, he says, ain't no man ever seen God. But you worship him and you love him so much. We love him so much. He said, if you don't, how you going to love a God who you can't see if you can't love your brother who you can? So what God going to test you with? Who God going to see if you really know your identity with? He's not going to do it. There's not no cloud. We don't need a cloud. I don't have time to go in there. But one Hebrew interpretation of the word cloud means a bunch of people. Yeah, compassed by such a cloud of witnesses. It's talking about people. There go your cloud. Come on. What you doing over here? What you doing over here? How you treating this one? How you treating that one? What's going on in your house? How are you loving like yourself? Are you selfish with your love? It's quiet. I love this one. I like these messages. These messages are a blessing to my heart when ain't nobody saying nothing else. But so doubt shall, now, can we break something down? If we can break it down, say amen. Come on, say it again. If we can break it down, say amen. Now, I understand now that in 1 John over there, and I read, he that loveth not knoweth not God. And then last night I said, for God is love. So love is a person, right? So every time I see love, I can see God. Every time I see God, I can see. So thou shall, go back to that scripture in Matthew. Thou shall God, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. I switched it out. I said, well, how do I God God? How do I God God? What does that mean? Because I can switch them out. God is love. He said it. Right? And you know what he told me? Have you ever thought about being to God what he is to you? I'll wait. Have you ever given consideration? No, because we've been asking him to do so much stuff. How much more? All right, I got a question for you. Can I get a good question? How much more he need to do? He made us in his image. Okay, not only did he make us in his image, then all them years passed, and then he sends Jesus, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us and showed us what it looked like, and then died, showed you what the whole thing looks like, and he became obedient unto death and died and rose again, not just for you, but as you, to give you an example. What more do you want from me? If you ain't never seen the video, you don't know what I'm talking about. What more do you want from me? God said, what more? What else do you want? I done gave it all to you. I gave you me. I didn't give you stuff. I gave you me. So have we ever thought about being the God what he is to us? I said it before and I said it again, keeping the same energy. I think it was Isaac Newton said to every force, there's an opposite and equal force. Like it keeps the same energy. Like when the energy comes, 1 John has also said this in that chapter, and I don't have time to go read it again. We may get to it, but he says, we only love God because he. So how are other people going to love God? Because God got to love them, and how he going to love them? Because you loving them is God loving them. Oh, but keep the same energy, though. Keep the same energy, though. The reason we lose it because we're putting our energy in all these other places. You're using your energy in the wrong places. And you're putting your energy in all the wrong places. And it's not making any progress because you're not keeping the same energy where it should be kept. See, we don't get this one, then we cut off the pipeline. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind and soul. We cut off the pipeline and we go start trying to pour water when God wants to make a flood.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Be to God what he is to you. You say, well, God is a provider. Well, what you providing for besides your immediate family? He makes it very, very, very clear what he's expecting of us. He said, well, that's weird. He said he made us in his image. We made us just like him. Who is he? Who is he?
Love.
But what the three-letter name we got for him? God. Everybody say God. You know God, right? That's God, right? Yeah, he made us in that image. And he didn't change his mind. As a matter of fact, if you ever read about Jesus in depth, that's all he was telling you the whole time. He never told you it was less than. I found out that Jesus, and this is funny the other day, that the reason Jesus was able to do so many miracles and help so many people because he didn't think he was better than nobody. Listen to me, y'all better hear me. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. Huh? Why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but God. It's God that worketh in me. So he didn't have this thing where, you know, I'm more spiritual than you, so I'm about to bless you. No. I'm in the same sinful flesh as you, and I know that if I don't believe God in me and I'm in God like that, then I could be in that same position that you in. So now I have compassion on you. I don't think I'm better than you. I don't think I'm the, he never walked in and said, I'm the chosen one. Not one time. He tell people, shh, don't go tell nobody. See, he didn't think he was better than nobody. And he didn't think that they wasn't him. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Well, how would you heal yourself? How much of your anointing would you release for yourself? I heard the statement today that Jesus wasn't great because of his miracles. His miracles was great because of him. It's the personality. It's the character. Everybody say in the name of Jesus. Now that's not to finish your prayers. That's not something cool. That's not a message. It's a being. The name talks about a character. a function, the way that you, the DNA of who you are. So when you say in the name of Jesus, I'm talking about in the carriage. So when you do this in the name of Jesus. Do it just like Jesus, the Messiah, because he's trying to show you who you really are. I'm trying to show you what you look like, but you won't stop looking. Keep your eyes on me. When you took your eyes off me, what happened? You started sinking. Peter. Huh? Hebrews 12 and 2, I ain't got time to go there. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is you. You can't find yourself without finding Christ. And in the character. So now being, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, that means being like the Father. But I can't, Tommy, I can't do the second one to my neighbor because there's a qualification. I got to love my neighbor like I love myself. But if I don't know myself, how do I love myself? How do I love myself, God myself? But how do I do that if I ain't done the one? So now I'm out here talking to people about stuff that I don't know about. I'm out here preaching about stuff that I ain't really mastered myself. I'm out here witnessing about something that I ain't never seen. You know, you're a witness, you done seen something. All that heart, with all that soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That means the same time, same way. Same time, same way. As, that means same time, same way. That means I don't delay on my love. Love delayed ain't love. I said again, love delayed ain't love. Let me deal with your charities for a minute. Sometimes we think we're doing a good thing, but we're not. I wrote it down. I want to say it like I wrote it. Loving someone is giving what's needed when it's needed. That brings continuous life. Your handouts don't matter. I had a, I'm big on that. If you know me, I'm big on that. I'm like, yeah, we got to get out of the community, do stuff. But every time I try to get out there, I reach a brick wall. I hit a wall. Sometimes the wall was a apostle. It shut me down. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit the wall. And you know, you feel like, I know. But then I started thinking, and the Lord started dealing with me. He said, listen, I don't want you out here working in vain or doing a bunch of stuff that you're going to start patting yourself on the back for. And I'm not that type of person, but it'll happen to you real quick. And doing a bunch of things, and now you sitting at your Christmas dinner thinking that you've done the work of the Lord when you hadn't finished anything. I'm not saying don't go do this if y'all got plans. So don't. But what good is it for you to feed the hunger if you ain't gonna feed them every day? Where the next meal coming from? Oh, you ain't gonna teach them how to eat. Teach them how to get up and get some food. Are you helping or handicapping? I used to wonder these people build wells over in the country. I said build wells, but I was like, why? I know somewhere over there they got an organized water system. So why is not somebody drilling and digging some pipes, and so that we all can have water? There's a heart issue here. And so a lot of people, a lot of companies do all the cool little things to make it look like they're outreaching when they're really just trying to cover up their lack of compassion. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's true. Right. Yes, sir. I read a story one time about a lady, and it touched me. A lady in Detroit. She's in Detroit, and she had made an invention. She was thinking about people when she didn't. I'm going to show you how you can try to do something but never reach the full mark of it. And not be effective. See, the key is to be culturally effective. The key is to change things for the future. The key is to go on the inner roots of a thing and change why it keeps happening the same way. Don't stop fighting the fruit and go to the root. Y'all understanding me? Stop trying to rub lotion on your face because you got some on there, and start thinking about what you're eating. What you're putting on the inside that's coming on the outside. Deal with the root. Everybody say deal with the root. And so a lot of times we don't deal with the root. And so this lady, she made an invention. She was thinking about people. She made a coat that was turned into a sleeping bag at night with the whole intention of giving it to people that didn't have coats or homeless people that were sleeping outside. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Like a cool invention, huh? She got her stuff together, and she had a good heart about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And she went and passed it out, and she passed it out. You think everybody be like, thank you, thank you. And one lady said, I don't need no coat. We don't need no coats. We need jobs. You give me this coat, I'm going to be warm out here on this corner. Can you give me a job so I can be on the inside myself? Can you enable me? Everything that you got ain't nothing if you can't reproduce it in somebody else. And can I get a loud amen in the name of Jesus? Everything that you got, everything you accomplished, everything that you are, everything that you think you are, all the spirituality that you think you reach and all the glorious heights, if you cannot reproduce this in somebody else, it's nothing. Can you enable another person like you? Can you put them in a house like yours? If you were able, could you put them in a house like yours? Could you put them in a house better than yours? Ooh, Lord. Now you're tripping. Oh, I'm tripping now, huh? No, I'm tripping. We don't need no coach. We need jobs. And the immediate response, the girl said, let me go back to the drawing board, because she meant to do well, but sometimes many are the plans of a man. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of his death. What that means is there's no life after this. That means you did a thing, but it does not increase life. It stops right there. If right now you stop breathing right there, you have officially died. That whole process of life has stopped for you. And so death right now is a stoppage of progress. She go back to the drawing board. She says, and it's amazing what happened. She go back to the drawing board. And still thinking about people, right? Right, but understanding the heart. She go back to the drawing board, and she decide, okay, I understand what's really needed. I get it, because I'm searching for it. She gets a factory, opens up a factory to keep making the jackets and hire the people, the homeless people. She hired them, let them work for her, paid them, and started getting them housing. You've changed the city. I don't even know if she was a reverend. This is a business magazine. This wasn't no charisma or Christianity Today. It's a life principle. So it takes me here. We're still on this great. John chapter 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You helped me make good time. Look at you. John chapter 15, verse 13, and branches. He started talking about, I'm the vine, you the branches. I'll give you a quick one right quick. You remember when Jesus healed that blind man? He lay hands on it twice. Y'all remember that? Come on, if you remember, wave your hands at me real quick. He healed that, not the one he spit in the dirt. I'm talking when he healed the blind man, and he said, I can see, but I see men walking as trees. Yeah. Then Jesus laid hands on him again. He could see clearly. Yeah. I realized that he healed him the first time, not the second time. Because he saw men walking as trees, which is what we really are. Right. He saw connection. And amen. That's another sermon, y'all. Go ahead and meditate on that one. Amen. John chapter 15. You know, he's talking about, I'm the vine, you're the branch, you can't do nothing outside of me. He's saying, you can't do nothing outside of me. He said, all this stuff you're trying to do, you're trying to produce, have the fruit that you're trying to produce that ain't coming out. See, trees just produce. They don't struggle. They don't have to pray about producing. They just do what they are. Whatever they are comes out. Right? It should be easy. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. This should be easy. If it's too hard, see what vine you're living in. See, he said, I'm the true vine. That means they got other vines. Right. Yes, sir. Yes. Look at John. I ain't got time. Don't go look at it right now, because we're going to get in a whole other story. John, he says, I am the true vine. You the branches. Yeah. These are talking about, I'm in you, you in me, the Father in me, I'm in you. That means our oneship. He even made you one with the Father. Oh, God. Yeah. They were upset with Jesus because he called himself the Son of God and called him his Father, which made him so equal with God. I could read all this, it'd be so great, but let me jump down to verse 13 for time's sake. Y'all there? Okay, let's meditate on this for a minute. Greater love, we said that great word again, right? The eldest love, the first love, the best, the biggest love. There's nothing bigger than this. Ain't no gift you're going to buy that's bigger than this one. Ain't no vow you're going to make that's bigger than this one. Ain't no promise you're going to make or nothing you're going to do that's going to be bigger than this. Are y'all listening to me? Greater love has no man than this. Everybody, you're man, mankind, right? Man, you're human, ain't you? Okay, so it's talking about you. Greater love has no man than this. Oh, y'all need me to read the rest of it? Okay, I'll read it. That a man lay down his life. Not a life, his life. For a friend, and that's tough because he ain't say a wife or a husband, brother, sister, mama, daddy, nephew, cousin. This man said a friend. You want me to lay down my life for a friend? Well, we got to be more than friends. I'm saying a lot right now. Did a man lay down his life for his friends? Look up the word friends in the Strong's and in the Hebrew and Greek and all that good stuff, and it says neighbor. Jesus knew what he's talking about. So they ain't got nothing bigger than that. Ain't nothing bigger. No greater love. Ain't no greater love than this. Ain't no greater love. Ain't no greater love than if you lay down your life for a friend. You say, I got to die for him. Well, I mean, you know. If it come to it, would you do it? Jesus did. Now stop. Don't talk about when he was Jesus. No. Let me ask you where he was. You know, he not Superman. They talk about Philippians 2:5 and say, let this mind be yours also in Christ Jesus, who thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself. He made himself. Watch this. We have too much reputation. We want too much reputation and recognition. He said he's made himself of no reputation and humbled himself as a servant. And then he said he became obedient even unto death. And he said, then they made it specific, the death of the cross. Because the cross death was a pretty bad death. It wasn't like they just cut him in his neck. No, they humiliated him. They hung him up. They put him in front of everybody. The man that was doing all the mighty works, they hung him up in front of everybody as an example to try to tell other people, don't be like him.
Come on.
Right. That's good. No greater love. Great love has no man. If a man tell you got more love than this, he lying. Any human tell you they got more love than this, they lying. I love you, I love you, I love you. Where's your life? Where's your life? I learned this from my apostle and my father, and then we learned it from Dr. Price. People come to church talking about, I love you so much, I love you so much. He say, we'll see. We're going to see when it's time to put their life on the line. Time to take that lick. Do you love me now? That's how I think about life. Well, what is my idea of life? Right? Like, what does life look like for you? You got certain things that you've listed that you think make up your life, your money, right? Your time, your relationships, your feelings, your emotions, all those different things. Like, you got different things, your job, all those different things that your livelihood, come on. I know it's tough because we got to dig in these places that we don't want to dig into. We got a certain stash that we don't want to go into. We like that with our giving sometimes too. We got a certain stash that we don't want to dig into because this is mine. Like Chronicles, they giving a bunch of money, and David said, "What is this that we giving? What's already yours? Why he check you with your giving, with your money? I'm talking about money right now. Why he check you with your money giving? Because where your treasure is, that's where your soul, your intellect, your will, your emotions, your imagination, your feelings, all that. I'm going to check you right there because if I can check you right there, if you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, how am I going to get you the true riches? If I know you don't want to give your money, I know you ain't going to give your life. You don't want to give that. How you going to give this? Ain't no love no greater than this. There's no love is God and God is love, right? Greater God has no man than this. Greater God has no, how great is our God? Greater God has no man than this. That a man will lay down his life for a friend. Now love and laying down your life ain't all, and I'm going to say it again, it's not a handout all the time. Sometimes your handout can be a handicap. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Right? But if I love the Lord my God with all my heart, my mind, and my soul, then I'll know what to do when it's time to do it. You realize Jesus rarely did the same thing twice, but he always knew what to do when it was time to do it. But he said, I only do what my Father wants me to do. The only thing I'm thinking about is the will of the Father. I don't really have a dog in the fight. Right? Like, I really don't have any motives for me. I'm really not out here trying to get mine on. I know what I, watch this. Uh-oh, you ready? I know what I'm here for. I know what I was sent here for. Say your birthday. I want to say the day, the month, the day, and the year. Go. Say your birthday. You know, I won't tell everybody. Stop. Say your birthday right now. Go, ready, go. 1, 2, 3, go. Anybody remember what time they was born? Anybody know? I know I was born at 1:11 in the afternoon. Anybody remember what time? All I know is June 27, 1982 at 1:11 in the afternoon. Even though I was already in the belly 9 months before that, I know that day that I broke ground. We call it break ground. I broke ground. They told me, oh, you know, we weren't even thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? We had the head buck and the head shine. They had a nice little family. The boy, girl, had the four people. And here come this nigga. He come. And they was like, why? he said, well, we weren't thinking about you. I said, you ain't had to think about me, but the Father was thinking about me, and I was going to get here. I was going to find a way, but I was coming. We had a destination. We had a schedule, Butch. We had a schedule. June 27, 1982, at 1:11, had to go down. For such a time as this. You too. You too. Come on, say you too. Say me too. Come on, say it again. Say me too. Come on, say me too. You were not an accident. You were not a happenstance. You didn't just happen. There was a divine thing that happened when the Father sent you here on that day. Say your birthday again. Say it again real quick. Say it in a year. Come on, say it. That day he started something. That day, he said, you know what, I'm about to get something started up in here. And a lot of times, life don't go like we want it to go all the time, but all things work together for good. That was in the plan. Maybe if that didn't happen, you wouldn't be this strong. But there was something that he was planning on that day to get it going. Are y'all understanding me? I don't want to. Lay down your life for your friends. Jesus, Jesus ain't have nothing. Who is my mother and my brother for them to do the will of my Father? And Jesus talks strong. He says stuff like, I ain't come to bring peace. I come to separate mother from daughter. Amen. Father and son, we ain't ready for those. We got years before we get to those revelations. He said, who left everything? Mother, brother, wife, land, houses, for my sake in the gospel. They're going to receive 104. How many of y'all want 104? Hold on now. Hold on before you keep talking now. Hold on now. You sign up, you got to rise up. Come on now. Well, I'll take 60. I'll take 60, Jesus. I'll take 30. I'll take 30. 30 is better than zero. That's what we start saying. So, but 35 is better than. One little story to tell you real quick. There's an old ancient African word called Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-A. No, U-B-U-N-T-N-T. I wrote it down, shoot. U-B-U-N-T-U, right? These little kids playing. They got these little kids. They got a bunch of little African kids. They all together. So the guy walk up and say, listen, I put some fruit over there, a big group of sweet fruit. The first person that get over there get to have it, right? So what you doing? They said, okay. And immediately they all grabbed hands and ran over there together. And then they sat down in a circle, put their feet together, and ate the fruit. The man said, what is, it's like we in America. What is, why y'all just didn't run and go get the fruit? Because that's what we doing in our life. We running trying to get ours. We're not thinking about next door. They said, Ubuntu. Ubuntu means I am because we are. I'm going to leave you with this statement. I got 15 seconds. I'm going to leave you with this statement. I hope it stay with you and I hope you dream about it tonight. You're trying to be everything God wants you to be, but you'll never be it without everybody else being what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Amen.
The plan was never for you to be it by yourself. It's for everybody. Right. And if you try to be it by yourself, you're going to lose out.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Did I get everything? I got everything on there, but it's the first time for that. Amen. Ushers are in the aisle. If you need an offering envelope, lift your hands. Oh, somebody bring me an envelope. You're never going to get by this. Hold on, don't write nothing yet. Listen, don't write nothing yet. Listen, you're never going to, let me borrow your pen too while you're there, if you got one. Listen, you're never going to get by this. Listen before you write anything down. And I receive it. Listen to you before you write anything down. Listen to me well. All right, I would hear apostles say the money is the elementary things of the anointing. You ever heard him say that before?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, all right, it sounds like 12th grade to me, right? Because I'm out here struggling trying to get it. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And understand what he's saying. Before you write anything, look at me. Before you write anything. That we're not going to get past this part. When we have offerings in church and we have time to sow on the altar and different opportunities we have, don't think you're doing anything for the church. Or don't think you're doing somebody a favor. The only person that's getting a favor is you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And it's a training session for you. If you don't pass kindergarten, you're never going to first grade. And that's why we can live life with the same money level for our whole lives.
Amen.
Last year was just like this year. And the year before last year was just like this year. Well, I've got to go back in introspection, find out where I'm not looking like the Father in my giving. All right? If you've not been faithful in the unrighteous man, this is what he's saying. I ain't just saying no. If you cannot, he's going to check you with your money. They call your money and say, what you do for a living? They call it what you, that's your livelihood. All that got life in there. So he wants your life. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And any bit of life you hold back, that's a seed that you didn't plant. No life can be produced after that kind. Jesus, he sat in the they giving money, and everybody was giving big money. They come in there giving, throwing in out of their abundance. Well, I got a little extra this year. Tax income came in, tax return came in, so I can give a little extra this time. I made a little extra. No. He said that woman had some two mites. He said, because she gave all she had. She dug down into that spot. And got that spot. And it's not an offering message. Stop. Stop. This is not an offering message. Stop. This is life. The principles of seed time and harvest is life. It works all the way over. But he's going to check you with the money. He's going to check you right there. And if we keep failing that test, you hear me, Marcus? We keep failing that test. Then he can't trust us. Like I know if you won't put your money on the line, I know you're not going to do your life. Y'all understand what he's saying? So now when he talks like this, when Jesus, y'all pay attention to him. When he talks like this, he's trying to get you. Ephesians 4 talking about that we may grow up into him in all things. How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
That we'll grow up into Jesus in everything that we do. Jesus' money wasn't in the account. It didn't have a number. It was whatever he wanted to be when he wanted to be it. What? How are we going to pay for these people to eat? Well, 200 penny worth ain't not, bring it in. Lord, I know you always hear me when I pray and break it. Just pass it out. Stop asking where it's coming from. Just pass it out.
Amen.
Stop asking where it's coming from. Just pass it out. That's him. Who do the kings take custom of? The children, the children of strangers. The strangers, the children free. Nevertheless, that we offend them, tax time, right? Go cast a hook. Catch a fish. First fish come and go have a piece of money now. Go pay our taxes for me and you. Do y'all see? There is no limit on it. But the only limit that you have on your resources are the limit that you put on your own. You want it all? I'll give it all. Into my bank account. No, that ain't what I'm saying right now, so don't go tell nobody I told you that. But you got to retool. We didn't learn this in school. Amen? We didn't learn this. Mom and them didn't teach us this. We didn't learn this in school. We didn't learn this in free enterprise or economics. We didn't learn this. They didn't teach us that. They didn't teach us that was a principle of life. But it is. And once we pass those tests, then we can graduate in some places. Y'all getting? It's not about your money. It's about life. It's not about your money. It's about life. Where your treasure is, what Jesus said, that he's trying to make a point. Amen. Go ahead and write. Appreciate you in me. Stand on your feet. This prayer about to be one of them prayers. I'll wait. If you're still writing, just take your time. I ain't rushing you. Just let me know when it's time to pray. Shoot, I had to change my number, but prayer, I'm about to pray. Hold up. Line to the Lord. I'm about to make this declaration to the Lord for us. And just go ahead and lift it up. Father, this is my representation of my heart towards you. Right now, this offering that I'm giving, you can look at it. This is a representation of my heart towards you. All that I have is yours. All that I am are you. There's nothing about me that's separated from you. There's nothing that I have that you don't have. There's nothing that you have that I don't have. And so I thank you for your oneness with me, deciding to make me a part of you, coming from you. I appreciate it. So right now, I'm just representing right now. I'm representing with my seed and with my offering. I know that I can never give you what you've given me, but you better believe I'm going to try. And so I thank you for thinking of me first. And I thank you for loving me first. And I thank you for giving to me first. So all I have is yours. I bless you right now, just like Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Us, you may serve the people.